What's up? What's up, everybody? You're back on the Tay and the Tam Show, episode 3. Woo, woo. But today we're coming Today we're coming at you guys in a serious light. Rest in peace to the Queen of Soul,
Miss Aretha Franklin. It's unfortunate that we have to talk about her passing today. And it's unfortunate that we also have to read you young not knowing her legacy.
Absolutely.
I don't know about you, Tay, but I got a lot of Aretha Franklin. Who is that? And what does she sing today? So we must talk about that.
First of all, let me just talk about how lost these kids are these days. I just want to talk to the parents for a minute. Let me just get at the parents for a minute.
Come on, parents. Come on in and sit down and have a seat. Let's get this together.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all my parents, I don't care if you're white, black, Mexican, whatever. I need all you parents to teach your kids the importance of music. Music is a huge part of our culture. And it's really who we are as people. So we gotta teach our kids music. Not just that Migos, Beyonce, and all of the music of today, but sit your kids down and show them the history and tell them about, you know, music. Real feel-good music. Because I got into it with so many people today on social media just saying stupid stuff like, who is Aretha? Another has, you know, just saying like really stupid stuff. And it was just like, you guys are so lost and it's so sad. So parents, I really need you guys to teach your kids music. Not the music of today, but the importance and the history of music and where it comes from. I have to let y'all know.
Exactly. I have to agree. Fortunately, I was lucky. My dad is a music fiend. That's what I call him. So I know music that dates far as back as probably the 50s and 60s. I know the originals. Yes. I know the remakes. I know the producers. Yes. You know, when I was younger, my dad taught me to look inside the album covers and read the credits. And, you know, I know things that most kids don't know. But these kids don't even know the general knowledge of our legends. So let's just put y'all on a little bit about Miss Aretha Franklin. Unfortunately, she died from, I believe, pancreatic cancer, correct? Right. But you need to go and check Aretha's resume. She has, I want to say, 17 to 18 Grammy Awards in her career. And y'all know, all y'all know is the Grammys. She's internationally recognized as the Queen of Soul. She's done movies. She's done music. She was an activist. She's done a lot of things. And it's really shameful that this generation doesn't appreciate or even take the time to know about our legends. It really is sad.
Really sad. Really sad. And I need the parents to do better because it all starts within the household. Yeah.
Right. So I'm wondering, like, what's going on at home? What are y'all listening to at home? Let me find out y'all just at home twerking with y'all kids and not showing them anything substantial
okay. at all. That freaking part.
When it comes to music, I would be so ashamed to say, who was Aretha Franklin? I had a coworker ask me today, oh, that's her? Oh, yeah, she sings that song, Respect. Really?
Okay.
I was like,
as if she didn't have much more and didn't chart much more than that, you know?
Right. It's crazy. That's all she had to offer. But we're going to get off of you youngins a little bit. And let's talk about, first, Tay, let's talk about who do we think, not a musical tribute at an award show, who should sing at the service, which you know is going to be televised.
Okay. So here's the thing. I've been arguing, listen, you guys, this isn't fair for me. I've been arguing, if you guys know me on social media, on my Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, I'm very vocal about what I feel strongly about. And so, you know, there were people that was, you know, on social media saying, oh, they need to let Jennifer Hudson just take care of the whole tribute. Jennifer Hudson, Kiki Wyatt, Amber Riley. And I'm just thinking to myself, well, we're talking. So, and don't not trying to take anything away from those women. Those women are great singers.
Right.
But when we're talking about soul, like captivating, real. See, first of all, let me tell you what's sad to me anyway, is that people don't understand the types of singers that we have these days anyway. Okay, Let me just speak on that. A lot of people don't even know that a soulful singer, a bluesy, jazzy type of singer is way different than just your typical regular singer. Like, people don't know right. anything about the vocal categories or none of that. And it's really sad to me.
They don't take the time.
And when you try to educate these freaking idiots, they want to sit back here and argue. And, oh, you just think you know everything about it. And it's not even about that. Listen, when I was 3-4 years old, I was on my choir leading solos at that young age. I was taught the OJs, the Temptations, Sam Cooke,
you better call
Benny Cooke, Benny King, Otis Redding. You know what I'm saying? I grew up.
Respect, by the way, which I found out today. I didn't know that. I learned something new.
But you know what I'm saying? I grew up knowing about music, so it's embedded in me. So a lot of times when I say something, I usually, and when it's about music, I know what I'm talking about. So if I don't know nothing else, let me tell all you people on social media that love to come for me. If I don't know nothing else, I know music. And I know what it embodies, and I know the history of it because I've been taught that. You get what I'm saying? So a lot of stuff that I'm saying is facts, right?
Right. Just like you know music, I know that I don't want Screamer for Hudson at the
start. I don't.
I'm sorry, you know, and like you said, she's a great, great singer, but I need some soul. I need some Fantasia. I need some Layla Hathaway. Yeah. I need some Lassie. Matter of fact, you can go overseas and call Joss Stone. She might could come over.
I didn't even think about her.
Right. I need some soul. If you really want to make my day, and I don't know if she can pull it, but you know Coco from SWB is my favorite female singer.
And Mary J. Blige is another one that will give you some good soul.
Mary J's got to come through and sing her remake of Natural Woman. Like, what are you?
Come on.
But I don't want the same people that you contribute that you won't buy their albums. You want them to sing it every damn tribute, but you don't want to buy the album when it come out. Now, how does that work?
Thank you. I mean,
generation.
The kids were coming for me today. They were coming for my neck. Oh, you know, you wish you had Jennifer Hudson's range. You wish you did. And I'm just like, oh my God, I never said. And it's crazy because you guys are just so much of an idiot that you don't understand that I've never said that these people can sing. First of all, let me just say this. I never take away people's talent and I never take away what they stand for. However, I know what I like and I know what I like to listen to. And when we're talking about a soulful singer like Aretha Franklin, I want her to be done justice. You get what I'm saying? It's the same thing with Whitney Houston. You gotta sing it right. With Aretha Franklin, you gotta sing it right. You know what I'm saying? I don't want, and it's sad because most of these people are going off who their fave is. And it's not even about a fave anything. It's about who can execute soul.
Who can execute it? Y'all even forget about our legends that are still here that can execute it. Where can we call Stephanie? Can we call Gladys? Ooh, is Nicki
you better.
Is he, you know, I mean, like, can we
call fan at you?
Like somebody, we can Vanessa Williams. You can come through and do a little shimmy too, because you know you can down a little bit too. Like we have people that can actually handle this, and that's just at the funeral. Y'all better not, BT. Listen to me closely. You better not put a tribute together at your next award show and have these same old people doing the same old songs. And I mean,
I won't watch it. I promise. I don't want to.
Exactly. If y'all ever do me the way that y'all did me at Whitney Houston's funeral with Alicia Keys,
let's talk about it.
It's going to be a situation. If somebody else ever does a tribute like that again, it's going to be a problem. Like, how can you disrespect the voice? Which I won't do is disrespect the queen. So,
I'm not going for it. That's why I said I won't support none of this shit. And it's crazy because there's so many good singers out here and there's so many people with soulful tones that can execute. And it's like, the younger generation don't even understand what a raspy singer is. You know what I'm saying? And it's just crazy.
They don't.
Because your raspy type vocalists are the best types of soul singers and the best type of vocalists. So it's just, you know, like I said, it all starts within the home. Parents, I need y'all to get better. You got to educate your children. You've got to, or they're going to grow up 24, 25 and not know nothing. And don't want nobody to tell them nothing. Don't want nobody to tell them nothing. You know?
I just want them to make my dreams come true and go on and let, and I know they were petty partners in crime, but just make my dreams come true and go on and let Patty sing a little tune at a tribute or something.
You know what? I think that would actually be really nice. And I will say this, regardless of the shade that they used to throw, it was always fun shade. Patty always cared about Aretha, and Aretha always cared about her. Now, they probably had their moments and stuff like that back in the days or whatever, where everything wasn't always peachy and cream. But I was even hearing on social media, people were saying, oh, Patty could have kept that. Patty could have kept that, the nice things that she wrote about Aretha Franklin. A lot of people were saying, oh, is it genuine? Is it sincere? And I'm just like, you guys don't know anything.
Oh, and y'all are so nasty.
And
hateful.
Thank you. Thank you. They intensified. The fans intensified the beef like 100 times, you know? They intensified.
Monica Part 2. Yeah, okay. Definitely.
Okay.
It's just crazy. You know, but now that we've discussed the tribute, let's go back a couple of months. Well, no, not even a couple months. You know, for years now, it's been said that they're going to do a movie on her life. And, you know, she switched a couple of actresses. First, I know it was Fantasia. That didn't work out. Then she went to Halle Berry. I don't know how that was going to work out. And I heard the latest person to obtain the role is Jennifer Hudson. So, Tay, what do you think is going to happen with that? Do you think they're going to continue it on? Do you think they're really going to tell the truth about her life? Or how do you think that's going to work?
You know what? If they do a movie, a biopic about Aretha Franklin's life, I would hope that they can be as candid as possible. Because I want to know, like, I'm so messy. I want to know the good stuff. You know what I'm saying? I want to know every detail, every aspect, or at least come close to that. You know what I'm saying? Because we didn't really get that much with these half Whitney movies. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, if Jennifer Hudson is the one that is playing her, again, it's not listen,
shade.
It's not that I don't like Jennifer. It's not that I don't like Jennifer.
She's very one-dimensional as a singer and as an actress.
Yes.
Too.
So yes, this very much
really
so.
Reach. And, you know, I'm with you. I wonder if they're going to tell the truth because, you know, just, you know, looking on social media, scanning down my timeline a couple of months ago, and when they were bringing it up, a lot of people have questions about her father and her's relationship. Who's her child's father? You know, Aretha had a baby at a really young age, and the father was never revealed. They want to talk about her marriage to Glenn Turman.
You think it's Sam Cooke? You think Sam Cooke could possibly
now, you know, I heard Sam was
you know
sniffing around. So I don't know. I don't know, but I would love for them to cover that in the movie. And just, I want a shocker.
Absolutely.
I want a shocker, like when I watched the New Edition movie and honey, I looked up and Ricky was snorting that powder off the counter. Like, I want a shocker. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, because nobody knew that and nobody saw that coming.
Exactly. I want that kind of shocker. But you know, I want
that back in the day. Right.
Right. And this is before social media. So it's a lot of stuff that could have been told. I want to know the essence of her and Whitney's relationship. I know that she was her godmother, I believe, but they seem to have sort of some type of tension towards the end of her life. And you know, Aretha didn't come to her funeral either.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm curious to know if Sissy's going to go to hers. I want to know what the issue with that was. I also want to know, you know, Aretha had a reputation for not really embracing the younger ladies as they came up in the ranks.
Yes, yes.
I'd like to know how did that go, you know?
Yes.
I want to know what was going on her and Patty's falling out. Anyway, long story short, I'm nosy. I'm low-key.
We are.
And I want to know. Mess. I don't want anything sugar coated. I don't want no crap like that Aaliyah movie. I want some good stuff. And I'm just wondering.
Tell the truth.
Hang out. Like how Whitney told Dee Dee Warwick. Tell the truth.
Right.
So this is going to be really, really, really interesting. I did see, switching lanes a little bit, I did see that I believe her album is number one on all the charts now. Some of her albums, am I correct? I'm not sure. That's suspected, though.
That's what's up if it is true. I haven't heard that.
Yeah. Sorry, Nikki. You don't get number one again. That's a little petty for you. But
I can't with you. But y'all, we have to take a commercial break.
We do. We'll be back.
And the king and the queen are back.
Welcome back, y'all, to the Tay and the Tam Show.
Yes.
So, Tay, let's talk about the recent events that have transpired between Teyana Taylor and Jeremiah. For all you that didn't know, Teyana was part of Jeremiah's tour. I believe it was her, Kiki Palmer, if I'm correct.
I believe so.
And Jeremiah. Well, recently she has quit the tour. She said she's been disrespected as a woman. She ain't having his shit. And her husband has even had to get involved on their clapback session,
He was
on social media.
Yeah.
If you don't know a little history about the R. Kelly Jr. of Tory, Jeremiah,
that's about accurate.
Keep any tour mates. This is not the first time someone has quit on him because he's been with the bullshit. He has had the same issue with the Party Next Door in recent years. Mm-hmm. And I have heard that he is very, very, very intolerable and nasty in real life. Mm. What do you think about this, Tay?
What a treacherous piece of trash.
Yes, well, treacherous trash.
Well, first off, let me just start off by saying I love the fact that Iman is like coming to, like, I love that. That's that black love. Like, he's like, you ain't finna come for my wife. We ain't doing that. Right. I love it. You know, I know that Teyana Taylor also just recently released the EP. And I'm going to be honest, I haven't heard it yet, but I am a fan of Teyana.
Right, thank you.
But to me, and you know, this is just my opinion, I feel like the music thing is just not going in her favor.
Yeah.
I just feel like she can't really catch a break when it comes to music. She even said, you know, said herself, her album could have been better. She wanted more for her album. And I honestly think that has a lot to do with Mr. Kanye West taking his precious time and having all those freaking antics. So he didn't have the time to focus on her and her album. And I think that that is so morally fucked up. You know what I'm saying? It just really seems like the music industry is just not working out in her favor. And it's really unfortunate. Really unfortunate.
It really is, because she's really, really, really talented, like you said.
Extremely talented.
And I remember listening to a Pusha T interview about a month or two ago when he released the Drake diss.
Okay.
Shout out to the 757 Virginia Beach. Anyway.
Gotta rep
the home team. And I remember him saying that Kanye has creative control over every single album released from his label. That's ridiculous. And the way that he put those albums all out in maybe like a month span shows that that's not a good look. Mm-mm. But you know, I've always gotten control freak tease from Kanye anyway.
Hell, I mean, think he's probably like that in his marriage.
She's worn a bright color since she's been with him. So, you know, I'm with you. It's an unfortunate break. The EP wasn't that great. I've listened to it. It had some bangers, some bops, but I expected more. And she herself has went on The Breakfast Club and other places. Yeah. And said, like you said, Tay.
You can tell she was disappointed. And it was just, it was crazy.
She sounds so disappointed. You could tell her husband disappointed. And this doesn't, it's not a good look, you know. That damn Jeremiah, you know, he just refuses. Rachel, come get your baby daddy. Because he refused. I mean, you know, she's just as nasty as he is, but can you come collect him? Because he is acting a fool.
And she even put on his Instagram, she was like, ain't nobody coming to see you, bruh. The only reason they was coming on their tour was to see me. I was like, well, damn.
I mean, she's not telling a lie. Like, you know, I've never known anybody be like, oh, I'm going to a Jeremiah concert.
I don't think he can sing. I don't see, you know what I'm saying? Studio at his best.
And I love her. I love her with all of my being, but he's a male Rihanna to me. Everything One key.
Rihanna tees.
You know, he don't have the swag that Rihanna has.
Right, because at least she does have that in fashion down pat.
Yeah, he's... Yeah. You know, he's quite corny, I have to say. He has some hits every now and then, and, you know, he's a feature everywhere, but he's not anybody I will rush to see. Tiana has promised the fans that she will get their refunds, and if she cannot refund, she will come and do a free concert, and that is so big a part.
That's dope. That's dope.
So, you know, we wish Tiana the best. You know,
wish her the best.
I thought it was your tour, to be honest. I didn't even know it was him. I thought it was featuring him. Honey, I thought he was the opening act. But
right,
okay.
Right. She's super talented. So we wish Tiana nothing but love and the best over here.
Right. Wish her the best. We hope, you know, she does her thing. And we hope people stop signing up to even fool with Jeremiah. Like, he is. What do you think the problem is, Tay?
Because, listen, she won't be, well, she wasn't the first one he had a problem with. Party Next Door he had a problem with. Right. But, you know, it's going to be somebody else, you know. So, I guess y'all just better stop fucking with Jeremiah.
you know, everybody in the store was going to put them hands on him. He had got that bad.
Oh, God. And they probably would have, too.
I don't, you know, Jeremiah, stop acting like you the king of pop out here, bruh.
I want him to stop because he ain't got nothing on Chris Brown and the rest of the people.
Right. He was not Chris Brown. As a matter of fact, Jeremiah, you're not even Trey Songz.
Because Chris Brown can sing his ass off and dance. So, like, boy, you're not even a Chris Brown, so stop it. And go get you some vocal lessons and stay out there studio.
Exactly. You and Neo. How about that?
Ooh, yeah.
Shade.
Okay. And I caught it, too.
shade, Jeremiah. And let's, while we're talking about social media clapbacks, let's just slide on over and talk about a recent clapback session between Kim Kardashian and the ever so fine, but ever so suspect Tyson Beckford. It went
my man like that. Don't do bro like that now.
I love it though. Live your life, honey. Live your best life and do what you want. Call me sometime. But anyway,
look at you cutting up already, the bow queen.
But listen, so recently they had a couple of words today. Did you catch the exchange?
I caught all of it.
Tell us a little bit of
sitting back with some popcorn and a nice Pepsi on the side. It was crazy.
Did you scream when she called him sis?
I did. Because I didn't I did because I didn't expect it to come out of Kim's mouth.
I think that's Kanye doing that typing.
But I've seen it. But let me ask you this. Do you think that what he said was even that bad? Because...
No. And it's not...
I don't either.
She's heard before. She's heard way worse.
Thank you.
I mean, child, you're famous for, you know, putting your mouth on Ray J. So...
Okay.
This is nothing. You shouldn't even entertain stuff like this. And I'm not trying to be mean, but baby, you have no talent but marketing yourself. So
you
should be happy for the attention, my girl.
Thank you.
I don't understand what the issue is. And, you know, I feel like, you know, Tyson, he got a little history behind him. I feel like he should be able to speak on things on social media if he wants to without having to go back and forth with Kardashian West.
Yeah.
You know, her and Kanye tend to be so sensitive, and that's because they know they're full of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, Beyonce and Jay-Z would never.
Ever. Beyonce don't even be having time for that mess. I love Beyonce, though, because you know what? She stays out of trouble, and she minds her own business.
And
that's what I like about her.
I like that she does what us typical Virgos do, and we just wait in anticipation and get you back when you're least expected. If you ever notice, Beyonce will let you talk your ass off about her, even other celebrities, and she will drop an album and shake the hell out of you. I see that's some typical Virgo shit.
Yeah.
That's how we do, and I just love it. She did it in Ape Shit recently.
Oh, yeah, she went in.
Something to the effect of, that's the thought that you claim. Kim, she was talking about you. You in danger, girl.
Goes in. She went in.
Let's talk about that new album. What do you think about it? About the Cardi's album?
Surprisingly, I liked it. And when I say surprisingly, I'm not throwing shade, but I really don't. I miss banging Beyonce.
Right, right.
So I don't listen. They have. Let me warn y'all. Don't start. Don't come at me. Listen to what I'm saying. When she did the 7-Eleven song and all those type Drunken Love, I was feeling it. But when she started going like towards the rapping and stuff like that, I didn't listen to it as much.
Right.
Because I like Dangerously in Love Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? I like Listen Beyonce. I like 1+1 Beyonce. I love Beyonce. Beyonce mm-hmm. will give you a ballad. And that's what that's the Beyonce that I love. And I still love her. I'm not saying anything, you know, against her or anything like that. But, you know, I did listen to the Carter's album, and I love it. At first, I only listened to maybe like 2 songs and stuff, and I was like, nah, I'm not even trying to get wrapped up in it like the fans, but it's
right.
actually really good, and I listen to it a lot.
Disclaimer, y'all have to excuse me. You hear some sniffing because I have a cold. But what were you going to say, Tay? Especially, which one?
Especially when I'm working out, I love to listen to the album. But
yeah, no, that's a good album. Yeah.
Really going, yeah, adrenaline pumping and everything. But I liked the album, and I also wanted to take this time to let you guys know, because I love artists that people don't really listen to or give a chance. So if you guys are not busy and yet it's not too much of a hassle, please go on either Spotify or Apple Music and download Toby Nwigwe. He's a Nigerian rapper. He's really talented. Give this guy a chance. Yeah. His EP is everything. I just downloaded it and I love all of the songs on there. Also, there's a new artist named Madison Ryan Ward, I want to say. She sings a song called Mirror and her tone is amazing. Do you hear me? Serves me a little bit of Melanie Fiona with the country twist. It's amazing. You guys go check it out. Download it. You're going to love it.
Well, you know, I would give you guys some tips about what to go and download. But for some reason this week, I have been stuck in the 80s. And I mean the early 80s. Like, I played Madonna Lucky Star 3 times in a row today. I've been playing Janet Jackson, Nasty, and Control. You know how you listen to stuff and you didn't realize just how great it was because you hadn't heard it in a long time?
And like, we didn't really listen to those songs as much back in the days. And now we can really appreciate them, right?
Exactly. Today, I listen to MC Hammer. Like, who does that? Right. And you know, I have just been really appreciating the 80s. I listen to the Jets, things like that. So those are just my musical tips, you know, for now, because these new artists, I want everybody to stop sounding the same. I've got my fingers crossed. There's a couple of people that you guys sleep on that I want you to check out. BJ the Chicago Kid, I'm still waiting for him to blow.
I'm going to have to check
just
him
a couple
out.
You're going to have to check him out. You know, I became a fan when I caught his video on YouTube. He did a video where he put in Aaliyah, One in a Million, Fiendin' by Jodeci, and R&B Thug by R. Kelly. And before he compiled it, I never realized they all had the same kind of beat.
Oh, that's what's up.
And he put that together. He put that together. Y'all check him out. That's an old video. But he has been releasing new music lately, and he is just awesome. And I love it. And y'all go check out BJ the Chicago Kid.
Yes. So, check it out, y'all. Check it out. It don't hurt to elevate yourself and listen to different genres of music. Like, I'm also a big fan of country. I love some Rascal Flatts.
Right.
Leanne Rimes is like my all-time favorite. I love me some Trisha Yearwood, some Garth Brooks. I mean, we have to be open to all types of music. It's so many people that's so, you know, just stuck in this rap. Hip-hop. And all of that stuff is cool. Don't get me wrong. I like it, too. I like a little ratchet music every now and then. But then, I can also say, look, let me go hit something mellow today. You know what I'm saying? Let me, depending on my mood, you know. So, y'all check out some new stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, y'all check out some new stuff. And it's so crazy because when I tell people the kind of music I listen to, they're just like, you listen to all that? I listen to all of that. I try to listen to everything.
Well, you know, the norm is, you know, just listen to Beyonce, Migos, and all of these cooking in the kitchen, right. And cooking the crack in the kitchen, and all this mess. So, you know, that's
I told somebody the other day that I listened to Go Go, and they were like, Go Go, what's that? And I thought, you know what? I understand it's a DMV thing, but y'all gonna stop acting like y'all don't know what Go Go is.
I'm trying to tell you. I love it all.
So, yeah, you guys check out some, you know, expand your, broaden your horizons a little bit. Stop listening to just the stuff that's, you know, posted on your Facebook timeline or things that you're trending, and just get out there and do a little bit more. But we have to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back to discuss some more things.
All hail the king and the queen. All hail the king and queen. And we are back on the Tate and the Tam show.
We're back. Welcome back. Welcome back, y'all. So we have to take this time to talk about, Lord have mercy, the forever difficult, legendary Lauryn Hill. Tay, go.
Y'all, I'm about to go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Listen, and I'm not finna apologize for shit that I say either, y'all.
You said what you said.
I said what I said, and the beautiful thing is I meant it.
Right.
I am about tired of this bald-headed heifer. I am about tired of this bald-headed heifer. Listen, huge fan of Lauryn Hill, always been one. Sister Act, when she was on Apollo, Ready or Not, when she was with The Fugees. I was about to tell me why I was about to say Wu-Tang Clan.
Not Wu-Tang.
The Fugees. Ready or Not, Here I Come. You can't. I've always been down with Lauryn Hill, but her antics lately, it's really pissing me off. My thing is, you have to understand, at the end of the day, you have fans and you have people who pays their money to come see you, and you keep taking a coward way out, canceling tours, playing with people's emotions and stuff. I don't like that.
Because I don't like it either.
She was supposed to be coming to Charlotte, North Carolina, and I was excited because I was going to go see it. I had asked some other friends of mine if they wanted to go see it. You know, I never got the answer back from them, and so I was going to go alone. Then I hear that Lauryn Hill has canceled the Charlotte, North Carolina tour, and I'm like, you bald head something. Like, my thing is, listen, love the woman to death, love her voice, love what she has done, because a lot of times people try to discredit what this woman has done in the hip-hop game, and you can't do that. You know what I'm saying? You just can't do that. L Boogie was everything, but her entitled-ass attitude makes her so ugly to me. And I won't, and sadly to say, I won't ever want to go to another show again.
I can't blame you. And, you know, the sad thing about it is, Lauryn, like Tay said, we will never trash your legacy and what you have done. But is it not enough that we hold you as legendary and you only released one solo album?
Come on.
I mean, is that not enough? And then try our loyalty and our patience with you after you don't release music for years and years and years, and when you do, it's trashy by not even showing up to perform the music that we expect from you, that we loved and honored and purchased from you, girl. Like, you can't use your kids as an excuse. They're all wrong. You can't use your kids. I already went and did that bid for them taxes you didn't pay.
Okay. Helen, we supported that too.
It's the issue, Miss Hill.
We supported that too. The real fans, everybody, you know, we supported Lauryn through all that. And so it's just, at this point, I feel like she's shitting on her own legacy.
Right. Exactly.
And I won't stand by and support that. I won't stand by and support that. But Lauryn, yes, please get it together. You got people out here that love you, respect all your work, respect what you've done. Please stop shitting on your legacy and please stop shitting on your fans. Because at the end of the day, we've supported you.
Right. I mean, you ought to be thankful that people are buying your tickets. Like, you couldn't pay me to buy a ticket. Girl, I will listen to you, not even on wax. I will go to YouTube and listen to a Lauryn Hill playlist before I buy a ticket from you.
Right.
So you should just be thankful and humble yourself and show up.
And be grateful, right.
And be grateful because your tickets are too high anyway, because everybody knows you. Stage, you're not even going to perform the whole song, and your whole set is going to be 30 to 45 minutes. Girl, get it together, please. But speaking of concerts, can we please talk about how my R&B dreams have come true, and they have now put together a so deaf reunion
tour. I'm so excited about this. I am so freaking stoked.
Where is it going to be at, Tay? Go ahead and plug. Where is it going to be at?
Charlotte, North Carolina, y'all. October, I want to say the 2nd. I could be wrong, you guys. I haven't done my homework. Don't shoot me. But I believe it's October 2nd, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And let me just say this. I had the pleasure and the to see Escape last year for the Great Escape Tour. And when I tell you those girls put on a hell of a show, people love to shade them too, like they're not the queens of So Def. Let's keep it.
Like every album they had didn't go platinum.
Thank you.
Three platinum albums back to back. Every Thank album you. That they have released has went platinum. Y'all gonna stop. Y'all gonna put some respect Thank on their name. All Tree and Four when Candy
like
come back.
To go. It didn't go platinum in the first week?
Before the remix even on. Came out. Like,
come on, stop playing with them.
And it was just stop playing. The only thing that saddens me, well, the only two things. One, for some reason, they're bringing along Jaquan to do that one hit Tipsy. I don't understand why.
Yeah.
And the second thing is that unfortunately, he was at the last So Def Tour reunion, and I believe he passed on later that day or the next day. We won't get to see Chris Cross perform because Chris Kelly is no longer with us. And I'm so sad Me about too. That because they were my introduction to So Def. Mm. And, you know, hopefully they'll shout him out or maybe Chris Smith can come by and give us a little wave, you know, or something. Yeah, but, nice. Yeah, I'm sad about that. But the lineup is just insane. Escape, Jagged Edge, Bone Crusher. Who else? I believe... Yeah, Bow Wow is coming. How Anthony can I forget Hamilton. Their name? Anthony Hamilton is coming. It's just Young Blood is coming. You know, I go see
them by myself. I'm excited to see them as well. Yeah.
Right. So the lineup is insane. I am definitely, me and Tay will be there showing our ass. Okay. We'll even record. We're going to record live. Okay. Dancing in the aisles, but I'm so excited. Like, I'm so excited for the resurgence of just real R&B.
Real R&B, real singing. And again, that goes back to what we were saying earlier. Real R&B and real singing.
Exactly.
Like I said,
and
we often lose sight of what that is.
We lose sight. Right. And while we're talking about that, I just want to throw this in. Okay, so the So Def Tour made my dreams come true. But my ultimate dreams came true this week when I learned that Drew Hill will be releasing new music, but I have two new members, and they are the members of the R&B trio Playa. Playa is famously known for their hit Cheers to You. Y'all slept on their album. It came out about
97, 98.
And they were originally three members. Rest in peace, Static Major. He went on to produce and write. Right. For Aaliyah, he did Rock the Boat.
If y'all don't know him, Google him.
He was a beast. Google him. He has so many hits. He wrote for Pretty Ricky, like I said, Aaliyah, everybody. He wrote for Brandy. So y'all go Google Static. And just when he was getting ready to release his solo album, he unfortunately passed away after being featured in Lil Wayne's Lollipop video. Go do a little Google about that. But anyway, my R&B dreams have once again come true. I cannot wait to see this new version of Drew Hill, even though it doesn't include jazz. How do you feel about that?
Listen, yeah, I know. I gotta throw my shade now because, you know.
Come on, Shane.
I had the pleasure in 1996. I was about 7 years old, maybe 7 or 8 years old, and I met Drew Hill. Me and my mom and my sister, and we took pictures with them. And they all sung. They did like a little acapella for us, and I really thought it was really nice. Jazz for me has always been my favorite, and I told Bonita about this, y'all. She's, you know, jazz has always been my favorite vocally from Drew Hill. Because, you know, there's always that one member that you just like better than everybody. Just like for Escape, for me, it's Natasha Scott. That's my girl. I love her. So, you know, jazz was always my favorite vocally and everything. And it's just unfortunate that he, you know, isn't in a group anymore. But I'm still going to rock with Drew Hill. They got some box bangers. They legendary. So, hey, I'm with it.
They are. And I recently found maybe about a day or two ago that Jazz low-key released a solo single a couple of maybe a month or two ago. I don't know what happened with the promo. It's a really good single. It gives you Ruben Studdard vibes. I'm definitely going to miss Jazz. In the press release, they didn't say he was out of the group. They just said he was taking time for solo endeavors. So hopefully they're just doing kind of a new edition thing where he's going to do his thing and he's always
That's what's
welcome
up.
to come
That's what's up.
back. But I look forward to seeing what he's going to do. I can't wait to see my boo Cisco show out on stage. For me, he's my favorite. I've been around like he is remixing the Thong song and jump all over the stage and just do his thing. But I want him to let Smokey and Black from Play a shine too.
And that was my thing with Cisco. I used to be like, come on now, me or Beyonce.
Yeah, he's the Kobe Bryant of Drew Hill, but oh wow, but I love him. So I'm just like I said, I'm so excited that real R&B is sliding its way back to the forefront. But before I go, and we end up talking about that topic, don't think that I didn't miss when y'all dragged them for adding Player to the group, and when y'all dragged the promo pic. Did you see with the drag tag?
No, I didn't. So please update me. Y'all know I'm always out the loop.
Okay, so how they introduced it to the fans was they put their new promo pic on their IG. So everybody, because this goes back to you not knowing music. People like me were like, oh my God, yes. The majority of the commentators were saying, oh hell no, nah, this ain't the real Drew Hill. Where's Jazz? And they had the nerve to say, who are these dudes? And can they sing? Oh, the way I was screaming. And unfortunately, during the promo pic, Smokey wore some questionable shoes. They were some tweet shoes. They were leaning over to the left. And so they
No.
had a feel. You know how we do. We look for any little thing because we're mad at the
Okay.
circumstances. Y'all gonna stop coming for my boys. They gonna do their thing and do some research and find out who is who before you start speaking. This goes back to the Aretha thing. Like you ought to be ashamed to be like, who is
Yeah,
Aretha Franklin?
seriously.
I was,
Like, is that serious for me? And while we're talking about these groups and stuff like that, let me just go all the way back because we're
okay.
talking about all these reunions and stuff like that. It's just so sad for me because one of my favorite groups was H Town. And don't
Come
get me
on.
started. Don't get me started. One of my favorite groups
Dino's
was H Town. And it's just unfortunate that all these groups are getting back together and Dino's no longer with us. And he's been
Yes.
gone since 2002, but it's just, all the, when you talk about all these reunions and to know that H Town won't have one it's
It's
sad.
sad.
It's really
And
sad because that boy
I follow
Dino
Shazam.
can sing like no
He can
other,
sing. I
okay?
follow Shazam, yeah, on social media, and I know that him and G.I., the second member, they still perform, but it's just not the
It's not the
same without
same. I
Dino.
promise it's not the I can't listen, and it's no shade to Shazam, but I really just can't get into what they're doing now or what they're trying to do because to me it was just like Dino was that light, that energy, that
Which is so crazy because when I watched their Unsung, did you catch that Dino wasn't even the original lead singer? It was Shazam. They got their first record deal. They released the record and it didn't pop. And somebody in the studio said, hey, we should let Dino lead the next track. And
And it was
out came
magic
Knock
from
the Boots.
then.
Like, that's so crazy. It was magic. Dino's one of my favorite singers. My favorite singer of all time is the beautiful, the lovely, I call his voice is beautiful and lovely, Toni Thompson. And he was the lead singer of High Five. And I'm sad, like how you're sad about H Town. I'll never get to see them perform again. Now they have a new lineup, but it's just not the
It's not.
same. It's
It's
just,
not.
they have one original member left. The rest are some new guys, plus the guy that joined in the 90s, but it's just not the
It's not the
same.
same when you try to recreate some of these groups, with new people. You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of.
I only want to hear Tony sing The Kissing Game, just like I only want to hear Dino sing Knock in
Thank
the
you.
Boots. I'm so happy that on the So So Def tour, Candy is coming back into her position because
Me
I
too.
only want to hear Candy sing the lead to Just
Me
Kicking
too.
It. You know,
Me
that's how
too.
it works. They can release whatever new music they want to with the author. That's cool. But when it comes to the classics, I'm going to need Candy on stage.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, but like I said, real R&B is trying to make its way back. I'm really excited about it. We're here for
and
it.
Your kids need and, to learn it.
Go take your kids to the concert. Because I think I'm going to bring take your kids to the concert and expose them and show them these things. Pass on the legacy, like how, you know, referring back to the New Edition movie. People show their kids that. And so now they got a whole new generation of fans. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, treat it like the King of Pop. Pass it on. Pass it on.
Each one teach one. We can always learn something new, guys.
Right. Exactly. But thank you guys for joining us for this podcast. Once again, we want to say rest in power to the beautiful Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha
Franklin.
There will
never be another Aretha, ever.
Ever. And your legacy will definitely live on. But we will be here to drag and be petty in your name if they don't.
You know, I stay in here with somebody on social media and be ready.
We got you, Riri. We got you, Auntie Riri. We promise. But until next time, y'all.
Peace. Love.
Last word.
So, we got the juice. We're going to get you loose. We got the tea. And it's hard for you. I can tell you. She is you're on the Tam show. Good night, everybody.
You better sing. Good night.